He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen. Glory to God from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee should bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We serve a magnificent, great, powerful, awesome, great Jehovah. There is none like him. There's none before him. And there is none after him. We bless him today for his loving kindness, his tender mercies. I believe it was Jeremiah who said in Lamentation that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion, they fail not, but his mercies, they are new every morning. Then he put in there, great is thy faithfulness. Isn't he faithful? Isn't he a promise keeper? Isn't he a way maker? Isn't he a light in the darkness? Doesn't he do what he say? Well, my God, if he keeps his promises, what have you to worry about? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Well, he is worthy. Hey, Malabashikelele Mandalosa. He is worthy of the glory, the honor, the praise. We honor him today for his goodness and his mercy toward us. We're going to start off this morning. Again, we know the password. What is the password? Thank you. Hey, Malabashikele Mandalosa. I say the password is thank you. So let's lift our voice right now. And let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to praise him. Let's begin to adore him. Let's begin to honor him. Let's begin to appreciate him, exalt him. Let him know there is no God like him. There is no God but him. That we've searched all over and can't find nobody. Hallelujah. 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 Ha, mano mo shikele mandala basita. Faithful and righteous God you are. That's how we're going to start this morning, giving him the thanks. Sister Monica is on this call. Sister Joy, let's start off with Sister Monica. And I want Sister Monica for the next couple of minutes just to thank him and praise him and adore him and appreciate him and give him the glory. When she's done thanking him and giving him the praise, I want Pastor Butler, when she gets done, to say a prayer for those in Ukraine and in Russia. I want him to pray for those in the armed forces, in the military, soldiers on the ground, those who are defending and fighting for us, fighting for this country, fighting for our peace. I want us to say a prayer for them. And when he's done, we'll go from there. But let's start off with Sister Monica, just giving him the glory, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, exalting him. And when she's done, we'll put it in the hands of Pastor Butler. More grace.
Good morning. More grace, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you because you alone are worthy, and beside you there is no other. Father God, I just thank you today. I thank you today, Lord God, because you have made ways out of no way, oh God. You are my peace speaker, oh God. Lord God, I thank you for the lifting of our heads on this morning, oh Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you've given me a mind. You've given us a heart to pray on today, oh God. And for that, we don't take you for granted, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, in the Adayoshiande, that you are our encourager on today, oh God. You are the one that calls us to have sweet sleep, oh Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the one that made the way in the name of Jesus for us to be able to say yes to your will and yes to your way, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have caused us to triumph and to be victor, to have victories in every area of our life. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the spirit of an overcomer. We thank you today, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the activity and the use of our limbs, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that you caused us to say, we to be able to go to Shia. Yes, oh God, we exalt your word, oh God, on today, Lord God, for it is Shia. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, oh God, we thank you today that we are amongst the living and not the dead. I thank you today, oh God, that you are you are the strength of my life. You are the source of my strength, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are my provider, that you are our peace, oh God, that you are our warrior, you are our champion, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, that it is you that keeps us, oh God, from committing suicides. It is you, oh God, that keeps us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that keeps our minds stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. It is you that protects us. It is you that walks with us and you talk with us, oh God, and you tell us that we belong to you, oh God. It is you that led Kashiah, that reminds us, Lord Father, that we are not alone, that we are with you, oh God. Yet you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for taking care of our families. We thank you, Lord God, as you keep us on the dangerous highways and the byways, oh God. We thank you because you are the lifter of our heads, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have a family that we belong to. We thank you, Lord God, that eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that you prepared for your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how you make ways in the desert, oh God, and you make rivers in the desert, oh God, and ways in the wilderness, Lord God. Lord God, we are triumphant today because of you, Lord Father. It is because of your mercies that we are not consumed. Lord God, I thank you today that you are my key. You are my strength. You are my God. You are my fortress, oh God. Lord God, I can run in and I'm safe, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, I worship you because you are my God, because you are my King, because you are my Lord, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, you give me the fragrance of song on this morning. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the peace, that you are the joy of my morning, oh God. Lord God, you are the one that caused me to find my benefits. You are the one that gives me the mind to search out the heart of God. Lord God, I thank you because you put the responsibility and the kingdom in our hands, oh God, and you caused us to legislate and to execute according to your will and according to your purpose, oh God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will not fear, oh God, for you are with me, oh God. Hide me in the cleft of you, oh Father. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for his vision. We thank you, Lord God, that you are using him each and every day to do the things you called him to do, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving Kingdom City Church the will and the purpose, oh God, to plant in the earth, oh God, and to execute your righteousness in this earth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are that sweet savor, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. I exalt your holy name, God. We lift your name, Father, above our circumstances, above our situations, above our fears, oh God. We get rid of pride and we press in praise, oh God. But in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, oh God. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor, oh God. You are worthy of the praise. You are righteous. You are holy, oh God. You are everlasting for everlasting, oh Father. I call on your name and you are near, oh God. Your ear is open unto the righteous cry. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all, oh God. Father, we say yes to you today. Yes in the video, Shia. Yes in our morning. Yes in our evening, God. Yes behind our steering wheel. Yes in our pride. God. See if there be any wicked way in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, show us, oh God, light of heaven. Be a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, oh God. According to your word, oh God, deal with our enemies, oh God. Deal with the strong men, oh God, that caused us to stumble, that caused us to fall. For you called us to be joy of Oshiah. Triumphant, Jehovah Nissi, you are our victory. You are our banner. We need thee, oh God. Elohim, you are our God. We call on the name of Jesus. Lord God, there is victory in our praise. Lord God, we stand at attention and in awe of you, oh God. We are looking for your direction. We are looking for you in every area of our lives, oh God. As we exalt you this morning, as we make you bigger than the life, as we magnify your name, oh God, A-M-A-S-I-A, have your way, Jesus. Meet us where we are. Lord God, direct our footsteps on today, oh God. Let us never be the same, Father. In Jesus' name, we say yes, oh God. We comfort A-K-I-S-I-A, those that are hurting, Lord God. We send encouragement, oh God, to those that are in need, oh God. We send strength to the body of Christ. And we say that you are with them, oh Father. In your name, God, we say yes, oh God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen, and it is so. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you, we adore you, and we honor you. We give you divine praise because praise is comely for the upright. Lamb of God, we thank you right now. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 22. Verse 30, God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and that make up the hedge. Hallelujah. And he said, but I found none. But I looked for somebody to stand in the gap and make up the hedge that I would not destroy. Amen. We're getting ready to pray for our service members that are deployed globally. And we are praying that God would use them to stand in the gap for those that are resident in Ukraine to stop this atrocity that is going on in that land. And we're praying divine protection for those not only there, but that are resident everywhere that makes us have the ability to have liberty and freedom here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. We first thank you, Lamb of God, for our spiritual leader, the one that stands in the gap in our behalf, that even has us on this clarion call, that we would, Lord Jesus Christ, make an impact, an unerasable mark in the lives of others who may not know that they are being prayed for at this moment. Thank you that you have rallied the troops, Lord God, that we might become spiritual supporters and that we might make inroads into the powers of darkness and the cohorts of hell. We praise them of God for our veterans, for those, Lord God, that are in the service right now, the men and women, hallelujah, the worthy men and women that are giving their best when they're called upon to serve and protect not only our country, but those that are scattered abroad. Father, we decree and we declare divine protection for them in Jesus' mighty name. We pray that you would bless them, Lord, for their unselfish service and their continual struggle in preserving halabose, freedoms and safeties, Lord. Hallelujah, in our country's heritage, Lord God, and the liberty that we have, even, yes, even now that we are being able to participate in this effectual, fervent prayer. Hallelujah, that is availing much. We pray, Lamb of God, for those men and women that have given themselves, Lord God, sacrifice and being deployed, hallelujah, from their families, giving up their Lord Jesus families' freedom, hallelujah, that others may find liberty and freedom. We pray, God, for divine protection now for those, Lord, men of valor, those who, Lord, look to Lord Jesus Christ, the values of honor, the values of loyalty, the values of commitment, the values, Lord Jesus, of trust, and the values, Lord Jesus, of protecting their family. Hallelujah. Let them not be invaded by Lord Jesus Christ, Russia, in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, Father, give them strategies.
Give them, Lord Jesus, divine strategies that would flip and turn this, Lord, situation, this circumstance, Lord Jesus, of warfare in their favor. We pray, Lamb of God, for, Lord, the children and the mothers and the grandparents and the women, Father, who are innocent, that you would, Lord Jesus Christ, send help as we pray now. Send help from the sanctuary and let it arrive swiftly, quickly, expeditiously, hallelujah, in time. Bring confusion on the planners, the Lord strategists, those that are, Lord Jesus, making, Lord Jesus, mockery, and Lord Jesus trying to tear down and disrupt Ukraine. Father, we pray, blind their minds, blind their eyes. Father, we disrupt, and we, Lord Jesus Christ, come and we dismantle Adoshipe, hallelujah, the plans that it would not work, that Lord Jesus Christ bring fright and fear out of nowhere to the enemies, Lord Jesus Christ, that they don't even know why they are not, Lord Jesus, successful. Bring fright and fear to the other soldiers, Lord, that make them, Lord Jesus, run, hallelujah, make them drop their arms, make them, Lord, flee, hallelujah, from the battle in fear, because you have sent through the wind, sent through, Lord Jesus, the messages of the air, hallelujah, that they should, Lord Jesus Christ, drop their weapons in the name of Jesus. We pray for the 82nd Airborne that have been deployed, hallelujah, to Poland. We pray for them, every troop, everyone that is, Lord, over there now, men and women, hallelujah, that you would cover them, that you would protect them, and that you would cause them to use their skills, ability, the talent, Lord, the training that has been given them, that they would now be using it to execute, hallelujah, judgment upon those who would try to strip liberty from the Lord poor, from the defenseless, from the fatherless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let them be to protect us, to stand in the gap and make up the heads in the natural realm for that land and for that people. And Father, we look at them as defenders of the faith, because, Lord, whether they know it or not, they are keeping us liberated to do what we are doing now, and that is that men should always pray and not faint. Thank you that we have, Lord Jesus, armed force service members that are set in array, hallelujah, for our protection, for our liberties. Lord, give us to not squander, give us to not spoil, give us to not, Lord Jesus Christ, take for naught and take for granted. Give us to keep them on the wings of prayer. Father, I know what it's like to be deployed. I know what it's like to be in harm's way. Now I pray, God, with fervency, hallelujah, that you would bless them and keep their minds, hallelujah, that their homes would be set at peace, that their homes would be protected, that that would not be a struggle on their mental facilities through you, God. Let them run through every troop and leap over every wall of opposition, every wall, Lord Jesus Christ, of adversary. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, bless our troops, bless our Marines, Air Force, Naval, hallelujah. Bless them, Lord, our soldiers, in Jesus' name. Bring them home alive. Bring them home as one. Bring them home whole. And Father, let them be received with honor, with prestige, with Lord thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. Hallelujah. That children in anticipation looking for their return. Thank you that it is done. And Father, it's done by the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Hallelujah. That is availing much in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. And
now,
amen.
You understand that there are weapons that we use in prayer. Just like a natural army use weapons, guns, AK-47s, all kind of rifles, ammunition, bullets. Well, there are weapons that we use in prayer. And one of our weapons is the word of God. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and having done all to stand therefore. Then it lists all of the things that you put on. But then it said, take hold the sword of the Spirit. That's a weapon, which is the word of God. The word of God is a weapon. And the word was not written for you just to read. It was written for you to enforce. It was written for you to use against the powers of the enemy. Psalm 91, verse 10. That's our prayer today. Psalm 91. Didn't he say, no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling? We are praying in the name of Jesus that no evil will befall us. No evil will befall our children. No evil will befall our family. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, I declare no evil, no evil shall befall me. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. You said that this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. God, we know that the word of God is the will of God. And we declare in the name of Jesus that no evil shall befall us, that no evil shall befall our house, that no evil shall befall this nation, that no evil shall befall our children. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone that concerns us, anyone that concerns our house, anyone that concerns us, we declare in the name of Jesus that no evil shall befall us, that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. On behalf of our children, on behalf of our family, on behalf of the father, on behalf of our mothers and sisters, we declare in the name of Jesus that no plague, no cancer, no disease, no infirmity, no plan of the wicked shall befall us in the name of Jesus. Father, by divine authority, I declare that the programming of the enemy, whatever the enemy has planned, whatever the devil has conspired, whatever the witch has set our way, we decree in the name of Jesus that the programming of the enemy, boomerang, I said boomerang, I said boomerang, that the plague they sent at me comes back to them, that the infirmity, that the disease, that the sickness that they send at me, it boomerang. Likula, lebrondolo kutaya, bakanini mi andele. I declare that no evil shall come upon Charlotte. No evil shall come upon Houston. No evil shall come upon Jacksonville. I cover every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every individual under this covering, under this anointing, under this mantle. I cancel every plague. I cancel every disease. Your word declared under the old covenant that there was none feeble among them. I command it to be so in the life of those connected to KCC, in the life of those connected to our family, in the life of those connected to us. No evil befalls us. No plague comes nigh our dwelling. No plague comes nigh our home. No plague comes nigh our children. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke high blood pressure. We rebuke sugar diabetes. Hey. We rebuke lupus. Mushiki. Limenkele diba. Robosu lumunte de declita la ba. Le mangalo oshenai. Mashanini mikivendele de clesta. La kaluli bi obolodos. Lulale me endele mee. Zalili li ankalados. Luzuli bi e. La valataya. Lankalili mikikanzolo utu. Ulele be meshkanu lumanzalaha ha 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 tabaja nemokosa. No plague comes nigh our dwelling. No plague comes nigh our husband, our family, our wife, our mothers, our fathers, our children. We cancel every plague. We dismantle every plague. We destroy every plague. We uproot every plague. No evil befalls us. No strange happening. No accidents, no premature death, no infirmity. We rebuke it in the name of the Lord. We cancel it. We destroy it. Hey, lift your voice and pray. Speak it over your family.
that no evil befalls them. Speak it over your children, that no evil befalls them. Speak it over your finances. I come against every strange happening. I come against sorrow. I come against pain. Oh, my God, go after it. Come on. Come on. I see it. I see pain. I see pain. I rebuke pain. I rebuke pain. I rebuke pain. Heartbreak, disappointment, letdowns, rejections, hurt. Hey, no evil befalls us in the area of relationship. No evil befalls us in the areas of our family. No evil befalls us in our business. No calamity, no disaster, no pain. Lift your voice and pray. Moshe, Yeba Shaka, Ilalamandolo Kotaya, Yandili Bisitano, Roboku Bukuli Lili Mi, Lilandili Mi Andala Oshna, Manga De, Yambiasi, no evil, no evil, no evil, no evil, no evil in our lives. No evil, no evil befalls us. No evil befalls us. No evil befalls us in the name of Jesus. Bashe, Ibashakande, Ilamanda Labasi. I want to say this to you by the Spirit. Give no place to the devil. Now, that's not talking about a lot of time what we think it is. But it's a little fox that can spoil a vine in your life. Make sure there is nothing that is hindering you. One thing that will destroy your life is stubbornness. Stubbornness. The Bible says stubbornness is as idolatry. Stubbornness. Stubbornness is as idolatry. Hear me by the Spirit. I'm telling you what God told me. Stubbornness is as idolatry. Why is stubbornness as idolatry? Because stubbornness is the worship of your own thoughts. When you are stubborn, your thought is more important than the word of God. What you feel, what you think, and what you believe exceeds what the word of God says. I was just telling someone the other day that the word of God gives us things to do, you know. One thing that I keep before me, I could be sad and upset about things that I believe, but if I can't prove it, I have to throw it in the trash. Why? Because the word of God says prove all things. So I can't come up with what I want to come up with and believe what I want to believe. Amen. And see, here's one of the greatest tricks of the enemy. See, a lot of times you'll think you're okay because you're still being blessed. But remember, it's the goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance. Sometimes God is still being good to you because he's trying to give you a chance to repent, all right? Stubbornness is as idolatry. Look at anything in your life today that you are being stubborn about. Is there someone that you won't reconnect with because you're stubborn? Is there a situation going on at your job? Is there a boss that you won't submit to because of your stubbornness? Come on. Is there a leader or a pastor or a church that you will not commit to because of your stubbornness? Do you refuse to come subject to the order of the house because of your stubbornness? Listen to me by the Spirit. Stubbornness is as idolatry. That's what God said. Stubbornness is as idolatry. I want you to pray for the rest of the day that God would root out stubbornness in your life. And if there's anything going on in your life that you are stubborn about, where you have exalted how you feel over the word of God, you have exalted what you believe over the word of God, you have exalted what you think over the word of God, if you've done that, you are in stubbornness and it is idolatry. And the God that you are worshiping is yourself. And God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. I've had to bite my tongue. I've had to humble myself.
I've had to get it right. Let me tell you something the Lord showed me the other day. A young man at the church purchased the vehicle, and I didn't like the decision he made. So when he showed me the vehicle, I was happy for him. God knows I was. But I did not celebrate him because he didn't do it the way I thought he should do it. And the Lord said to me, call him and apologize. He said, whether you like the decision he made or not, you are supposed to celebrate him. You didn't celebrate him. You didn't tell him you were happy for him. You didn't tell him that you were excited about what he did. And so guess what I did? I humbled myself and I called him. It wasn't a problem. And I said, hey, the Lord told me I didn't celebrate you. The Lord told me that I didn't honor you, that I didn't celebrate you like I should have for what you purchased. And I said, I just want to call you and repent to you. And I want to let you know I celebrate what you've done. Now, I didn't agree with the decision he made. I thought he should have did it different. But God told me to celebrate him. I had to throw away my stubbornness, throw away my pride, humble myself, and celebrate him. I'm speaking prophetically to somebody that God wants to do something special in your life, but your stubbornness is going to be your demise. I tell this to people all the time. They don't listen. They think they're going to be the exception. But none of the words that I speak fall to the ground because God made a covenant with me when I was a child, and he doesn't tell lies. Stubbornness is as idolatry. God hates pride. He said in his word, the pride he knows are far off. Locate stubbornness in your life today. This is a prophetic word for somebody. Locate stubbornness. Who are you not talking to for the last 2 months, for the last 2 years, for the last 7 months? Who are you not talking to? The scripture doesn't give you permission to do that if you're saved. Who are you not communicating with in your family? The scripture doesn't give you the liberty to do that. You have no Bible for it. Come on, prophet, go and preach anyway. Who are you not fellowshipping with? Amen. Because of your stubbornness. Because you think you're right. You believe you're right. You're convinced you're right. And what the enemy would do, he said, because you won't receive the truth, he'll send upon you a strong delusion to cause you to believe a lie. Be it far from me. Lord, don't let me be deceived. Don't let me think I'm right when I'm wrong. That can be a judgment. A judgment can be you thinking you are right when you're wrong. May the spirit of deception be dismantled off of my life, off of my children, and off of my family. And may it be even as the Lord God Almighty has declared and said. There are some people you need to call and apologize to today. There are some individuals you need to repent to today. There are some individuals that you got to humble yourself, not be stubborn, and get it right. Because let me tell you something. You're in the middle of greatness. You're at the precipice of something great. And God loves you enough to talk about this today because he don't want you to miss it. I'm challenging right now 400 people. That's right, 400 people. Don't be stubborn right now in this moment because I know this is what the Spirit of God is challenging me to challenge you to do. And I believe that if you honor God, something powerful is about to happen in your life. Did you hear me? I said, if you honor God, something powerful is about to happen in your life. I'm challenging right now under this anointing while God is talking 400 people to sow a $41 seed. It's over. The stubbornness is over. The deception is over. The rebellion is over. I'm challenging 400 people under the sound of my voice, $PBCJR. That's right. $PBCJR. Kingdom City Culture. BrianCarn.com, .org. Sow it online. Amen. You can sow it, hallelujah, through mail if you need to. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But God said it, and God's going to back up what he said. I rebuke stubbornness in the life of that daughter. I rebuke every stubborn blessing, every stubborn demon that's holding back your release. You're trying to rebuke stubbornness and command something that's holding back your release to let go, but the stubbornness in you is giving that spirit that is stubborn the right to hold back your blessing. It's giving it the right to keep you in the bondage that you're in. And you have people around you that are aiding in your stubbornness, who are justifying your disobedience to the word of God. May stubbornness be dismantled in every area of my life today. Father, may I repent and get it right to whoever or whomever I need to get it right with today, so that the steaming of stubbornness will be completely dismantled. Oh, I feel the anointing on that. I said, I feel the anointing on that. So I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice, while this anointing is flowing, to sow a $41 seed. He said there are 400 of you on this call who are going to obey. $ Kingdom City Culture. $ PBCJR. BrianKarn.com. BrianKarn.org. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, Lord, I heard that. And I dare 20 of you to give 141. 141. You are blessed today. We're praying in the morning. Tonight, I'm in Shelby, North Carolina, KCC Charlotte. If you plan on riding the bus, you need to let them know, because that's the only way the bus is going. We have to have enough people going. So if you're riding on the bus, you need to make sure you let them know, sign up, or whatever you have to do. But we love you, and we're praying for you. I'll be preaching in Shelby, North Carolina tonight. That's right. Tonight, I'm in Shelby, North Carolina, and it's going to be awesome. 7 o'clock. My God, thank you for church tonight. It's tonight and tomorrow night, Shelby. But I'll see you in the morning again for prayer at 6 a.m., believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Tell everybody, do not miss prayer in the morning. Something is going to shift in your life. That's going to take you to another dimension and another place. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. See you in the morning in prayer. More grace.